John Ziegler, who used to work with WRBZ in Raleigh, North Carolina, back in the 90s. And some of you will recall, back on the old station in the old country back in the day, that Ziegler was a frequent guest whenever the subject of Tiger Woods, the serial adulterer, would come up, because Ziegler had written proficiently about Tiger, and had also made a documentary about Sarah Palin after the 2008 election. So John and I go way back. John has a piece out at Mediaite yesterday that attempts to forward a theory, you'll see, about the Las Vegas shooter, the architect of the massacre. Now 59 dead in toto here from Sunday night's single-handed act of barbarism. I don't think you can put a strong enough emphasis on that. Single-handed act of barbarism. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that the perp pretty much acted alone and didn't need any assistance, that we know of anyways, in order to perpetrate the execution of 59 souls to date as of right now. There are some that are still in hospitals that are clinging to life and are remain in critical condition. Very good chance that, unfortunately, that death toll might go up. And that so that would bring the number. It already is the greatest, or the largest, I shouldn't say greatest, the in quantity, in pure quantity, the single most deadly mass shooting in American history. There's so many things to talk about here. And I was thinking of where to start on this AM before my technical difficulties. So I think I've got my brain wrapped back around where I wanted to go with this. A couple of points here that I'd like to make here on the start of the program here on the Crusade Channel at crusadechannel.com, live on our apps in the Google Play and Android store, and also live on the YouTube, I think. And we'll be live on Facebook Live. Might even do a little Twitter Live today, trying to rally some troops to the ramparts. Here's a couple of things to ponder. Number one, the author whose name I shan't mention, because once upon a time that's a long story. In any event, here, listen to this. This is a headline from the author. Vegas Massacre. Serious grown-ups need to acknowledge the possibility of preternatural involvement. Now, that is pretty much what was said yesterday on this show, beginning around 6:30 a.m. when we began to get some details on the news as it was presented, or as it was being presented, that it seemed obvious to me that there could be, would look into, and it would be easy to make the case that the bad guys, those soul, evil spirits prowl about the world seeking to ruin the souls, had a hand in this. I don't think that that's a stretch. As a matter of fact, the more we learn about this guy, the more apparent it becomes that, yeah, that's exactly what was going on. And it had been going on. For people that say that, well, but in church, there's no evidence of this. There's no evidence. Hitler didn't leave this much evidence. What are you talking about? We'll just get into some of the details. Like some of the Celeste was mentioning during the news just a moment ago, the interview with the neighbor. And what was it that the neighbor said? The neighbor said exactly what you would expect her to say or him to say if they were living next door to a Marxist. Now, it is possible that a Marxist could be an extrovert. But a Marxist that's got one of the bad guys on its shoulder, I doubt would be an extrovert. They don't like to mingle. They like to be in their own close quarters plotting the demise of that of which they've clung to, and then plotting the demise of anyone else that they can get because they've been successful in clinging. So let's proceed from that point of view. Now, we don't know if they're, I haven't seen any report on this. I don't know if Stephen Paddock was on Zoloft or Xanax or Nexium or whatever designer pharmaceuticals there are out there that people take these days for anti-depression. Haven't seen anything about it. As a matter of fact, I've pretty much seen the opposite, that there's no evidence of mental a problem with mental health. Because, you know, if you had that problem, you go to a doctor, you get diagnosed, and then someone would, the doctor would then prescribe something for you. So it doesn't seem as though that's one of the responses or that's one of the reasons. So if you eliminate that, then there is the all-too-real possibility, just based on the movements that the maniac made over the past couple days, that he did plan the entire event. He didn't just snap, as his brother said, oh, no, this is not a snap event here. This is a premeditated execution. And that's what it's stacking up to be. Now, put yourself in the position or in the, it's impossible to do this. So to imagine what it would be like if you were plotting the death. Now, you know what the statistics are for this festival. 30,000 to 40,000 people show up every year. 30,000 to 40,000. So, again, shooting fish in a barrel. You've got an audience that can't get away. They are immobile. They have nowhere to run. Now, just imagine that, okay, you're now plotting the end of life, possibly thousands of people. You don't know. And it doesn't seem to matter. By all indications, Stephen Paddock was having the time of his life in Vegas, pumping thousands, tens of thousands of dollars into slot machines, doing what you would expect a Hugh Hefnerian to do. By the by, in my piece last night at MikeChurch.com, which you can read online at MikeChurch.com, and you'll see it under the style of, I was telling Midas Church this morning that if the wrong people, or the right people, get a hold of the headline, of what I wrote, that there'll be Hades to pay. I'll have Hades to pay. And that is that there will be the, can't you let the dead, well, actually, I'm writing about the dead and the future dead. And I began what I wrote about this under the style of, when the material becomes the religious, you get massacres and five-year-old drag queens. Now, that's about as honest, forthright, and accurate of a statement as I know how to make. I was responding again to my friend, old friend John Ziegler. And I was not trying to be malicious or anything to Ziegler. I was just trying to say, dude, you're dancing around the issue because of your agnosticism. And you can't say what needs to be said because of your agnosticism. There are lives at stake. Someone needs to step up to the plate and needs to say this. I searched this morning when I got here. This is like the third time now I've taken a subject like this, and I've searched to see if anyone's written about it. And I came up bupkis again.
0.0.
No one has. Unfortunately. Well, I kind of waded into the fray there, and I'm happy to do so. So, The preternatural involvement, to me, is a no-brainer. I don't have an exorcist that I can call upon. They could say, hey, Llama, hey, exorcist, you know, come over here and lend a little assistance. So we'll really know what we're talking about. These are serious times, though, folks. By the by, did you hear the news clip that Celeste was playing during the Crusade Channel news? That the Vegas police were saying that there was ammonia, is it ammonia nitrate? It was found in his girlfriend's car. Stuff that, you know, is used to make bombs. And that she just happened to be out of the country. Nope. Out of the country. Not out of town. Out of the country. And, of course, authorities are saying, well, when she comes back to the country, we're going to want to question her. Assuming she comes back. There's also this storyline out there that's not been corroborated. Or it hasn't been disproven, but it hasn't been proven either. That the madman, Stephen Haddock, had recently converted to Islam. ISIS even gives him a name. Abu Abdul Bar al-Amik. ISIS persists in Vegas claims dubbed shooter Abu Abdul Bar al-Amriki. After federal officials announced today that they saw no nexus to international terrorism in the Las Vegas Strip massacre, the Islamic State doubled down with their claim that Stephen Paddock was theirs, even granting the Mesquite, Nevada resident a new nom de guerre. ISIS claim through their Amaq news agency this morning that the Las Vegas attacker is a soldier of the Islamic State who carried out the attack in response to calls for targeting coalition countries. They claimed he had converted to Islam recently. They issued the claim in various languages without evidence to back it up. Blah, 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 blah. So there is this angle of this story out here. Now, when I went to bed last night, I had not seen the name. I had not seen that he had allegedly taken the name Abu Abdul Bar al-Amriki. But, folks, those who go like, better church, please. This guy wasn't an Islamic. It wasn't an act of Muslim orthodoxy. Sure looks like one. Hey, for Jeopardy credit here, who can tell me what some of the 9/11 plane bombing terrorists did in the days leading up to, and even the night before, they climbed aboard those planes on the morning of September the 11th, 2001, and flew them into tall buildings, killing 2,900 people. What did they do? What did Muhammad Atta, what did he do the night before on 9/10? What did he do? Well, actually, on 9/9 and 9/10, what did he do? He went and checked into a hotel somewhere near the airport. Let's see, Muhammad Atta flew out of, that was Boston, right? Out of Logan, I think. Muhammad Atta flew out of I'm trying to remember the names of the other Islamic cretins. They went to strip clubs. They went to casinos and strip clubs. They hired expensive call girl prostitutes. In other words, they lived like hedonists. Maybe because that's what they are at the end of the day. And then having satiated their hedonistic desires and then having been promised to carry out acts against infidels and Allah's reward in heaven would be a never-ending buffet of hedonism. Well, then you go and you perpetrate the crime. And, of course, you think that that's going to be your reward. So that's not far-fetched to think that this maniac, that this, I think, preternaturally possessed wacko, that he hadn't fallen in with his, with Muslims. So, as a matter of fact, it looks like he did. Even if by affirmation he didn't, by action, He was acting all Muslim orthodoxy and stuff up in hell. So that's one thing. That's one thing. Here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers, on a Tuesday, we are live. Telephone number 844-527-8723. Let's go back to the preternatural business. It is being reported that Paddock's father was a diagnosed psychopath. Okay, that's accurate. Who was on the FBI most wanted list back in the 1960s. This is interesting, writes the author. And we need to hear from Paddock's ex-wife or wives, if any exist. Was Paddock a diabolical narcissist? Was he cruel or sexually deviant? And this Indonesian-Australian live-in girlfriend needs to start talking and quick. Third, serious grown-up people need to acknowledge the possibility of a preternatural dynamic at play here. By preternatural, we mean demonic influence. So the author was writing this yesterday sometime in the afternoon. Folks, we talked about this yesterday morning. The fingerprints of Baphomet, Moloch, and all the rest of them are also all over this. And by the way, are the fingerprints of Baphomet, Moloch, and Bagul, and all the rest of the demon horde, are they the same as Muslim Orthodox fingerprints? Yeah. But let's talk about gun control and how Trump screwed up in his press conference yesterday. We don't want to discuss this thing in actual terms that may actually have impact. Now, do we?